This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The president tonight will urge what is now a Republican Senate and a Republican House to dump what he sees as a loophole that allows the wealthiest of American families to pass on to their heirs a tax advantage. Along with raising capital gains taxes for some in the higher brackets, the idea is to use the money to let lower-income people keep about $500 a year of their money when both spouses work and, among other things, to help families with little kids pay for child care. But let's start with a closer look at this trust fund business. David K. Johnston is a Pulitzer Prize-winning financial reporter and an expert on the tax system who also lectures at the Syracuse Law School. Mr. Johnston, good morning.
Good morning.
Some call it the angel of death. Loophole. Accent on the angel from the perspective of people who get to use this.
If you receive $100 million in stock that your father and mother bought for $1 million, you get the $100 million as if it costs that much. You can sell it and pay no taxes.
So essentially, you get to inherit the tax protection.
Essentially, under our system, what you receive in an inheritance is tax-free, and the tax that would be owed is never paid on much of the capital gains if you're very wealthy.
Now, there are other parts of the president's proposal, including increasing capital gains taxes. But there's another piece of this, which is some relief for working Americans, middle-class families, starting with $500 tax credit when both spouses work. That would affect, it sounds like, a lot of American families.
It would affect about 24 million couples, and it would phase out at a total income of about 120,000 and be gone by 200,000. It would not benefit those way down the income ladder where they both work. If you both make minimum wage, this may not benefit you because it's a non-refundable credit. If you're not already paying taxes, you wouldn't get the benefit.
Some of the early concern and gathering opposition to some of what the president will propose tonight is the danger of penalizing success in America by raising taxes on the wealthy and the argument this could hurt America's economic health longer term. I mean, put another way, David, what's the incentive to earn more if more of the top bracket of income might go to the government?
So imagine you're one of the more than 300,000 households with an income over $1 million a year, and your tax burden is going to rise by 3 or 4 percentage points. So you're not going to earn the next $1 million because you'll have to give the government another 30 or 40,000. You're going to give up 900 plus thousand dollars. I don't think so.
We'll see how the president's proposals fare with this new Congress coming in here. David K. Johnston is a distinguished visiting lecturer at Syracuse University's Law School. His books about abuse by large institutions include Perfectly Legal, Free Lunch, and The Fine Print. David, thank you.
Thank you.